Thank you. So this is our poster of Be Trav, and this is about a paper which will appear tomorrow in the Astrophysical Journal Letters, and where the poster and the paper is about how we inferred to the orbital inclination of a companion without spectroscopy, just from photometry, using Kepler data. This is the observation. This is a Kepler COI-13, the folded light curve, the short cadence folded light curve of 35 transits. And there are prominent asymmetries here. These green lines show that this flux level was reached at very asymmetrical positions before the minimum and after the minimum. And there is the asymmetric part of the light curve after subtracting some symmetrization shown here. So the asymmetry is obvious. And the secondary eclipse is also observed. This is a very strange observation. And the reason is a very interesting question. The situation, what happened here, was published 2 years ago by G.W. Barnes, who modeled stars, rapidly rotating stars, with hot polar spots when the transiting object causes prominent distortions of the light curve, exactly the same kind of distortions as we observed. And this happens here. And this object is the first example for an observational confirmation of this prediction by G.W. Barnes. And this is not everything, because COI-13 is a double star with a separation of 1 arcsecond. And because of the companions are so close to each other, the Kepler couldn't resolve the system, and they made a photometry of both components. And to decide which component hosts the transiting something, let's say a planet candidate, we made a lucky imaging and combined lucky imaging with photometry, and inferred that the brighter companion is which is the host for this tiny thing. And if we subtracted the second light, the light from this companion, well, it resulted that this thing is not a planet. This is a late-type dwarf star. This is too large to be a planet. So this is also the first example for a late-type dwarf star orbiting an A-type main sequence star in a closing orbit with an orbital period less than 2 days. So this is a very interesting system. Please find our poster and take away the takeaways. Thank you.
Thank you.